You're listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies across the globe. We're live here, day three of Advertising Week New York 2024, to talk to this year's Accelerate participants, one of which is sitting here right with me right now in the studio. Zach, would you please introduce yourself?
Zach Rosenberg, founder and CEO of Cortex.
Tell us a little bit about Cortex.
We connect video content to advertising outcomes. By understanding what the content's about and understanding the advertising ecosystem, we therefore understand what content is most likely to drive what outcomes for those advertisers.
Very predictive.
As much as it can be, right? We've spent trillions of dollars as an industry trying to understand the audiences. What's the demographics? Where are they from? How much money do they make? But very little trying to understand what they're consuming, what they're spending time with, what their interests are, and how that translates to performance. And that's where we come in.
Where'd the idea come from?
How much time do we have for this podcast?
How much time you need? Well, give us the short version.
I was going to say, the version with tiers or the version without tiers? I'll go without tiers.
Go one tier.
Okay. One tier. One tier. Got it. So very early on, I worked for a couple companies working with content creators and got the bug to start my own media company. That idea started as what Sports Talk Social, or what Sports Talk Radio is for my dad. I thought Sports Talk Social would be for the next generation. And so started working with all of these friends and partners, creating this great sports content for the live channels of these social media networks. We acquired the rights to these very small independent sports leagues. And we started to attract about 600,000 viewers a day to our content, which is a lot, right? Yeah. That would be a number one show if we were on network television. But on the social platforms, that translated to $11 a day in revenue. Doesn't take very much thinking and math there to realize, well, that wasn't going to last us very long. So we started to ask ourselves these questions. Why is it that the platforms aren't monetizing this content? Why don't they know what it is? And what would happen if they did? And that started the journey in, you know, about January of 2020 into this deep understanding of video content and what that content could ultimately translate into.
And do you consider Cortex to be your first startup?
The first one that has any substance to it. I've certainly started companies before. I've certainly gone down the rabbit hole once or twice, but this is the one that's actually meaningful, yes.
Oh, that's a great answer. I love that. What does success for Cortex look like to you?
Wow, you're hitting me with the hard stuff so early on in the podcast here. So success for me means, I think, two things. The first is truly being able to identify the value of content. I mean, my family comes from content creation. I've spent a lot of time in this industry getting to know content creators, media, and individuals. And I think they struggle so much by trying to focus on the wrong things. I always say, you know, could you imagine any other industry that would make money tangentially to what they sell or what they create, right? Could you imagine a jeans manufacturer didn't make money from selling jeans, but from people viewing their jeans?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are, right? Yeah. We're not valuing the content. So that would be number one. I would like to establish the value of the content for the creators to the intended buyer, the audience, the advertisers, whoever they may be. And two is truly to be seen as a company that's, you know, bigger and broader than just specific use cases in advertising. What is the value of video is truly the answer to that question. And that is what I hope we are known for.
The jeans thing is a great analogy. I've actually really never thought about it that way. That's a great point. Huh. Do you have any known competitors that you're, you know, you don't have to name them by name, but just out of curiosity.
Sure. So, you know, in this industry, unlike others, because we're all connected via a programmatic ecosystem, everybody's a friend and everybody's not a friend, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say enemy. That's strongly worded. But, you know, there are certainly companies who have taken the first steps in our approach, which was our on-stream in-video experiences. The idea that we could deliver brand new ad formats into video content across the web and CTV. So there are certainly some folks who are doing that. In terms of being able to translate that data into performance outcomes, really deeply understanding the content itself, I truly haven't seen anyone within the industry taking that approach. That doesn't mean that they don't exist, just haven't come across them yet.
Fair answer. To date, what has been your biggest challenge with Cortex?
I think the biggest challenge remains kind of that same simple nugget of an idea that I talked about, you know, way back in 2020. You've got to really change perception of the adoption of these ideas and products, especially when we've spent so much time, effort, money, resources, brain space on trying to solve some specific problems. When you're bringing a new concept, even though it's an old concept, right? We used to buy TV shows based on the content, not necessarily just the audience, right? But that era in an ecosystem where you can measure everything and do, you tend to get lost on it's just about performance of the ads. It has nothing to do with the environment, which I find funny because there's also this big talking point about made for advertising sites.
Yes.
Well, why do brands care if their ads are so well targeted where the ads appear?
That's a good question.
They care because the content absolutely matters. They just haven't had a way to measure it and tie that to the performance.
Last question. How are you finding Advertising Week as far, you know, just from the perspective of, you know, an entrepreneur with a startup?
One, I cannot believe how many people work in our industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is the, it's always so shocking, especially after the pandemic and everything else, when you show up to an event as big as this one. And remember, we're not alone. There's actually a lot of people out there who are thinking about these things all day and all night. And that's actually kind of nice, that feeling. The second is the content's been great, right? I have heard a lot of insights from folks that I wouldn't ordinarily get access to, and been able to see old friends and been able to experience new things. And I'm always grateful for that opportunity. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, Zach, if one wanted to find out more about you or Cortex, where would they go?
Visit us at www.qortex.ai. And I always like to claim that I'm the easiest person in the world to find. So Zach Rosenberg, whether it be on LinkedIn or anywhere else. And I promise to get back to you.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking part in the podcast today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.